my friends. This is a fireside chat.
You're listening to Katie and Jack's Fireside Chats. We've got a special guest today, Billy from Bristol. And Billy's going to start with waiting for my train.
Because as I wait for my train and sit, I see a kid in a pair of worn-out kicks and a dad in overalls who's probably trying to feed his kids. And it's got me feeling pissed. Because we're surrounded by poverty. Next time you're out, I dare you to look around properly. Because we got people sleeping on the streets whilst we have derelict properties and it's gotten to me. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Is it even a possibility to have something as simple as equality? From what the world has shown me, I don't agree. And we have certain laws and rules that paint us the illusions of being free, but truthfully, it's something that we're never going to see. I mean, unless you have an emotional amount of pee or if you're related to the Queen. And we're dragged up surrounded by these negative streets full of greed, so how is there anything else that we can be? In order to succeed, you've got to want it as much as you want to breathe. You can't just plant a seed and then expect it to grow. Nah bro, you gotta put in time and effort, not just go with the flow. And some people do start off slow, so it's fine if you're not where you wanna be when you're 25, cause you still wouldn't have lived half your life. I mean, as long as your goals are set in sight and you aren't looking through blurred eyes with a distorted mind.
Wow, that was fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Billy B. Did you enjoy that, Katie?
That was amazing. Literally the best start to my Tuesday morning ever. So how are you doing, Billy B, today?
I'm good, thank you, and yourself?
I'm marvellous, actually. How are you enjoying the fire in the studio today?
Oh, it's much, much warmer than outside.
Yeah, and I know Jack got you a cup of tea just before we started.
Yes. Like,
and
if
lucky
you want,
treatment.
And if you want to put a nice little log in the fire, you know, help yourself.
Oh, of course,
get
of course.
That temperature
if I can get a sugar
for
the tea as well, that'd be brilliant.
We have that budget, mate.
we got our secretary to go out. Olivia, can you go out? Thank you.
So, Billy B is from Bristol. He is 20 years old. I think 21, I knew it. And he started doing spoken word about 3 years ago. I think it was hip hop that first brought you into it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I started off, there's a big hip hop scene in Bristol, and I sort of jumped on that bandwagon and didn't feel I was being listened to properly with all the beats, everything going on in the background, so I slowed it down to poetry.
Oh, awesome. Well, we'll be hearing some more poetry from Billy later, and he'll also be joining us on the show today to chat about politics, about female representation. Tell us a bit more about what's coming up, Jack.
So, yes, we have a feature on female representation. We'll just be discussing that in the studio. We've also got an interview with Bethany Bartley-Jaycock, the lead presenter on Political Animal, and we'll be hearing more from Billy B from Bristol.
My friends, this is a fireside chat.
This week, we're talking about female representation. So every week we try to talk about one political issue or another, and this time it's female representation. What do we think in the studio? Do we think females, women are represented very well in society at the moment? Not just in politics, but everywhere across the board. What do we think?
It's an interesting one because it's hard to argue that women aren't represented anymore. We have the vote, we have the ability to be equal, I put that in inverted commas, in society. I think it's the problem we were talking about yesterday, Jack, the fact that a lot of women don't seem to want to be in politics, and that is perhaps the issue we need to be addressing. It's not that they can't get there, but the reasons why they don't want to be there.
Yeah. Well, I spoke to Bethany Bartley-Jaycock, who's the lead presenter on Political Animal on Leeds Student Radio, and this is what she had to say. Do you think it's important that we have female representation?
Of course it is, and I think that a lot of females are underrepresented in all areas of society. Especially, you know, you look at politics and the media, and the portrayal of women tends to be quite negative.
The Labour Party released 2 weeks ago this bus called the Woman to Woman Bus. So do you think such an initiative is a good idea? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a good idea because it's going to get women more interested in politics. And I think it's an area which a lot of women feel like they can't go into because it's a male-dominated area. So by branching out and actually reaching out to women and saying, you know, this is what we're doing for you and this is how you can get involved, I think it's going to make a huge difference.
That was Bethany Bartley-Jaycock there. I thought she basically hit the nail on the head with what she was saying about it is a hugely male-dominated area, especially politics. If you look at the House of Commons, 22% of MPs are male, 22% are female.
So you got a little bit wrong there.
And 51% of the country is female, so it's nowhere near representing the true amount, the true picture in the UK.
But I just want to ask you, what are your views on, say, you know, having quotas for a set number of women within a political party? Because I know Labour, do they do that at the
they're
moment?
All women shortlists. Yeah.
I mean, because personally, I, as much as I want women representing us in Parliament, I think that's really important. I'm sort of against the idea that it's going against merit, as in women are being put in there before men who potentially might be better at the job. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a really difficult area, but I think it's really important that we get more female representation. That has to be the end goal. As soon as people, we've seen it in TV, as soon as people see people like themselves reaching the high points, they go, oh, I can do that, I can reach that area, I can get on TV, I can be a politician. We've seen when we have all women shortlists, generally a lot more female MPs, funnily enough. But as soon as you get rid of them, Labour Party tried to in 2001 lose from the female shortlists. As soon as they did that, then all the male dominated CLPs automatically then voted in, constituency Labour parties, automatically voted in lots of male MPs once again. So unfortunately, it does seem the only way to kind of have that female voice. And I think it's really important that, seeing 51% of the population is female, that we have, you know, good female representation, because these are mothers, these are young women, and they've got big issues. One of the big issues at the moment is tampons are taxed as a luxury item. Now that's ridiculous. If we had more female MPs, then I think they'd be able to say, well, look, that doesn't make sense, that they're not a luxury, we need these things.
Yeah, and there's actually a petition on change.org right now, which has got loads of signatures. So ladies, if you disagree with them charging us for having a uterus, I saw it put as in one advert, then please sign that. I know I have already. So just swinging back to one of the topics we spoke about last week as well, which was voting and whether it's important, I just thought it'd be fun to bring Billy B into the discussion and see what you thought. Because obviously a lot of your poetry is about kind of social issues and having a voice and being able to get every part of society being represented. What are your views on voting and whether it's important?
Well, I reckon it's massively important, because I feel you don't really, if you're not putting your vote out there and voting on what you think, who should be in power, then you don't really, almost, you've almost sold your rights to have an opinion on politics then, if you're not even going to try and change it yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And any thoughts on women in politics? Can you see any kind of single cause that might be stopping them from going into Parliament? Sorry, I've sort of thrown that at you. I'm just interested, because myself, I can't kind of single out why women might not be there. I know there's a lot of sort of pressure on women in the media dependent on their looks and things. Often they get hated on for the clothes they wear and the way they look, when actually we should be judging them on what they're saying. And I wonder if that's perhaps something that men don't have to deal with, and thus it becomes easier for them to say their views.
Yeah, I think males do also have a lot to think about when it comes to appearance and stuff as well, but I feel that women have been oppressed through history and stuff, and through politics and everything, because they have so much power over men, I believe. And I reckon it was a man's way of being able to stay in control, if that makes sense, by making them not able to vote previously, or less of them in positions of power, because yeah, it makes it easier for men to stay in control.
Cool, well, interesting thoughts. Right, now we are moving on to a very exciting part of the show.
Basically what it is while we play a song, the guest and the lead presenter, Katie today, has to write a poem in the duration of the song. And yeah, so if you can, is what we call that, poetry song?
Poetry corner, maybe.
Poetry
what
corner.
I'm
well,
getting nods in the studio, poetry corner.
Poetry corner sounds good.
I mean,
we'll go with that.
We all know I won last week, so I think I should get to choose.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on.
I am the master.
Okay, well, I'm not going to get involved this week because I got slaughtered the week before. So we'll have Billy B, the poet, put your skills to the test, versus Katie.
And, oh, wow, we've also got our lovely assistant, fire assistant Olivia, who is also taking part, because I know she got involved with it last week and produced an outstanding limerick, which I don't have on me, annoyingly, but it was definitely better than mine, so I'd like her to get involved. So we are going to be listening to The Smiths, Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want. And in the space of the next, how long have we
1 minute, 46 seconds.
No, it's definitely longer than that. Oh, maybe not.
No, it's quite a short song. Good luck, guys.
Oh, gosh. Okay, right. Shot myself in the foot there. The topic this week, guys, is going to be women As we were talking about that, I think it's quite a good topic. So we have the next 1 minute 46 seconds. Are you ready? Pens at the ready, Billy.
3, 2, 1, play the song.
Good times for a change.
Okay, guys, time is up. Hope that's quite a rush, 1 minute 50 seconds, isn't it? I hope everyone did okay. I think we should start with... who should we start with? I think start with Billy B. Let's start really high and then we'll work our way down to Katie. When we did it a few weeks ago, we had like a 4 minute song, so that was less than half of that.
I don't know how I got that so wrong. I was sure that was a really long song.
Well, it wasn't. Anyway, okay, let's go around the room. Billy, when you're ready.
Okay, so I'm here trying to write a poem about women. They were at the forefront of my upbringing, turned me into the man I am today and helped me to start winning. Where would we be without women?
Oh,
beat that, guys.
And this is why you are a poet.
That's really good.
Wow.
I'm really impressed.
Right. I'm going to read Olivia's because sadly she has no microphone today. This is great. Okay, I'm loving this. Okay, so Olivia's gone for a nice limerick. Right, silence please, guys. There once was a young girl from Leeds who was always down on her knees. Her clothes were so edgy, she fell in a hedgy. That gorgeous young girl from Leeds. Can we get a round of applause for that? That was something else.
Quick question. Why is she always on her knees? Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, edgy Leeds girls, if you didn't hear that, have rips in their jeans. That is why she is in a hedge on her knees. Okay. No other plausible explanation. Let's move
just
on.
Just to clarify, it's 11:45 on a Tuesday. AM. We're students, that's fine. Okay. Katie, do you want to give us your lovely poem?
Yeah, so it's called Women, underlined.
Oh.
It goes, please let me get what I want. I want a voice. I'm on the phone and no one's home. I'm alone. Baby on one arm. I try to keep calm. 1 million things in my arms. 1 million things in my head. Oh, I wish I was dead.
Wow.
Deep. I actually made up half of that.
Yeah, I thought you were looking at the F half of that. You wish you were dead.
I mean, well, it rhymed with head, so...
Like, things are bad, but... Like, don't turn that far. There's websites you can go to for kind of support. Do you want the number for Samaritans? Okay.
Right, I'm just going to go by the fire for a bit.
In third place, for the Fireside Chats Poetry Corner, is... Katie Smith.
Damn. Literally didn't see that coming.
I think we can guess the next order. In second place, Olivia Collins.
Woo, woo, woo.
And obviously, first place, Billy B. Fantastic. That was really good.
Got clammy hands now from worrying about what I was going to write.
Cool. Well, let's have a little chat now with Billy B about how you got into poetry and where you're planning to go. So, I mean, talk about your inspiration. Are there any poets that you particularly listen to that inspired you?
Well, as you said earlier, I started off doing hip-hop, and I was going to open mic nights and performing hip-hop, and even though I was getting a good reception at the open mic nights, I didn't really... People were coming up to me and talking about how they liked my flow or how they liked the actual backing track, which was a bit of a kick in the teeth because I didn't make the backing track. And I felt what I was saying had a message, and I wanted people to really hear that message and actually really listen to what I was saying. So I sort of slowed it down, and most of the pieces I do now are with pianos or cellos, violins and stuff, played quite softly, and so it makes it easier for people to listen to and to understand.
Yeah.
And that's how I got into it. And I started listening to an artist called George the Poet, who's starting to make some amazing movements at the moment. He was nominated for a Brit Award, I think. Mm. And
he was actually on Leeds Student Radio a few weeks ago, interviewed over here, which was pretty cool. I'm really sad I missed it.
So you had a proper poet in then.
Oh, mate, no. No. We like Billy B. He's our fave.
Billy B from Bristol is number one on Fireside Chat so far.
Yeah, until George the Poet comes.
Yeah, of course. It's understandable. It's understandable. There's leagues and levels.
tell us why you think poetry is important, because I think a lot of maybe younger kids, as you say in the poems you talk about, maybe people from slightly unhealthy beginnings, that kind of thing. Why do you think poetry should be studied? Because I know a lot of them think it's Shakespeare and it's dull and it's slow and it's boring and it has no relevance in current life. What would you say to kind of counter that?
I'd say that at the moment, poetry is sort of picking up a much bigger following than it has done in the last sort of 10 years or so, I reckon. I reckon it's becoming more relatable because you're having the younger people come through and talk about the relevant subjects. And I reckon it's massively important because it's a way of talking about the way you actually feel. It's raw emotion. And I feel that it's completely different from hip-hop because hip-hop is all about showing that you're the big man, that you're this, you're that, whereas a lot of poets won't talk about themselves. They'll talk about other people and places where they've come from and try to show them that people aren't alone in these situations, that there are other people with the same struggles and there are positive ways out of it rather than turn into crime and everything like that.
Definitely. And what are you sort of planning to do next? What's the next step on the Billy B journey?
Well, I'm hopefully going to be performing at Glastonbury this year.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'm still a sort of work in progress. And I'm sort of waiting to earn a bit more money from work and pay for some studio time and so I can get some more stuff out there on Tinted Web.
Oh, awesome. Well, we are very lucky. We are being treated to a second poem by yourself now. So tell us the title and tell us a little bit about why you wrote this.
This one's called Hope Starts in the Morning, and I basically wrote it because a lot of what I talk about is quite politically based or quite dark, and I thought it needed a slightly brighter poem because you need to have a bit of variation.
It's a good way to end Fireside Chat with a nice uplifting, hopeful poem.
Yeah, so we're going to be playing this alongside a ukulele. This is Billy B on Fireside Chats.
Cause hope starts in the morning, opening your eyes whilst you're still yawning, and you can't remember your dreams from your sleep, so they must have been boring. It's amazing how we take waking up for granted. I mean, just think of all the seeds that we could have planted, and every new day, yeah, it's a start to the rest of your life, so just try to enjoy it while you can, because I'm sure being miserable wasn't part of your life plan. And life isn't so bad. In fact, it's the most precious gift that you will ever have, and that's why I can't wait to become a dad. But it all comes in time, and right now I'm not in the right frame of mind. But it's fine, because I'm still living my life. And I've never had a lot of things that I can call mine, and growing up the funds were low, so I ended up resorting to crime. But I dreamt for brighter days, for somebody to sweep my mum off her feet, because she deserves every piece of happiness that she can get. And I'm sorry for the way that I treated you, it's my biggest regret, but please don't get upset, because the future's still brighter yet. Yeah, the future's still brighter yet. And in my short time on this earth, I've learnt that life is all about patience. But that doesn't mean to spend all of your time waiting. I mean, positive movements will see your goals. And if you believe that you will succeed enough, yeah, you'll watch your wildest dreams unfold. And I've just started coming into the warmth because my days used to be so cold. What, you're 35 and still not where you want to be, but to push for success, you're never too old. Because there was a time when I thought that I knew it all. And I look back now and just think, damn, what a fool. But I was a younger. Thought I wouldn't get nicked for short and trying to keep my funds up. Believe me, I'm just looking for trust and looking for a generation who's looking to be loved. Because I know that I'll die eventually. And there was a time when I thought that lies would be the only evidence of me. I remember feeling lost and cold. It felt as if my soul had been sold. It might sound like a minor, but I never did what I was told. I mean, I wasn't even looking for a way out because my mind was filled with doubt. And if I was wrong, I'd lose it, hit stuff and shout. But I just want to do right in life. I want to inspire a generation. I want to show them that there's more to life than worrying about the rate of inflation. I can't believe the state of this situation. We need to go back to basics. No, actually, we need to show the rest of the world that this generation right here is the greatest. So be patient whilst you collect your makeshift payslips and keep working hard for your minimum wages. And one day you will make it. And that's the beauty of life. Hope is everywhere. You just don't see it because you're looking through a blurred stare. We need to learn that life isn't fair, but to count your blessings that you're still stood right there. Because in life there's an endless amount of possibilities. So why can't we learn to love one another instead of all of this hostility?
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, as everyone knows, I'm a big fan of poetry, even if I can't write it myself. And
oh, you're not that bad. I was only kidding.
No, we wish you every good luck with everything you're up to this year. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep sharing your message, because it's just absolutely great. Yeah. And thank you so much for joining us on Youth Student Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And that's all we've got time for on this week's Fireside Chat. See you next week.
My friends, this is a Fireside Chat.